According to this 34-page manual and a timeline provided by the Idaho Department of Corrections, a lethal injection team will start the flow of chemicals at approximately 8:10 Friday morning. Brent Renke leads the department.
On the podium where the warden will be standing, there is a device with three lights on it. Once the process begins, the first light will illuminate. We will not proceed to the second or third chemical until we have full effect of the first chemical.
The first chemical is a painkiller. The second is a muscle relaxant that causes the lungs to deflate. The third is potassium chloride, which induces a heart attack. Rhodes' legal team contends this three-step chemical process amounts to cruel and unusual punishment if the anesthetic doesn't work properly. But Renke says the execution manual calls for a number of trial runs.
I participated in three different rehearsals, 42, 46, and 47 minutes long. The actual administration of the chemicals was anywhere from 22 to 25 minutes. So it's not something that you can do in a hurry. It's something that we need to do appropriately.
Renke says the department drafted execution procedures based on the experiences of staff that were at the last lethal injection in 1994. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.